Blog Talk Radio.
Always fun. It was always fun. And hello, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can you put me on mute? Because in 20 minutes, I go into physical therapy. They said I can
hear
my
headphones. Sure.
So I can't
hear
to you, but I can listen.
Okay. I can do that, honey. I know you're here.
Right,
at least you now
did.
You know.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to mute you right now. Okay. So, Ann is with me.
Yes.
And if Sue's hanging around, I expect her any minute or whenever she can. And I've got Victoria and Carolyn in the studio listening. And I think that's fantastic. They can't do it any other way. They're going to do it this way. And I think that's great. That is totally great. So we're here on a Thursday with great Elvis and rock and roll with Jenny. That's just with Jenny.
That's it.
Oh, geez, Jennifer, you're weird, but that's okay. We like weird.
Yeah.
You know, I've had something rolling around in my mind all night at work. And every time I'm awake today, and I'm gonna say it. It's kind of like a poem thing.
Hmm.
I don't write poetry. But here you go, guys, because it's like I was thinking, you know, every time you watch a TV show, every time you read a book, every time you lay in bed and can't sleep and thoughts be going through your mind, you've taken up temporary residence in dreamland. The land of dreams. And you know, in the land of dreams, you can have anything you want. Anything can be the way you want it in the land of dreams. Because in the land of dreams, you can love who you want, and that person will love you no matter what else is happening in the world. And you can build a whole scenario of how you meet, what you do on your first date, anything you want in the land of dreams. And in the land of dreams, the sun is always shining unless you want to go for a walk in the rain, and then it'll pour just as hard as you want it to. And you can take that walk with whoever you want to in the land of dreams. And in the land of dreams, if you've lost someone you dearly love, they can live again. And you can talk with them and laugh with them and have conversations. And you can see them again in the land of dreams. Anything is possible in the land of dreams. Never discount the beautiful things that can happen in the land of dreams. Exercise your land of dreams, because some dreams do come true. Remember that next time you're in the land of dreams. There you have it, guys. That's just been running around in my head over and over and over. I just wanted to share it. Why? I'm not sure, but there you go. It just is what it is, and we like it that way. But because I started thinking, you know, daydreaming, and we really can. We can make anything happen that we want in our land of dreams. And you can go there any time you want, as long as you're not driving. That's not a good idea. And you're not working on something important, because that's not a good idea. I mean, you could be hammering nails and start dreaming, and you're going to end up with a crushed thumb. So you don't want to do that. But anytime you want to, you know, it's always there. It's always available. The people you want to be with are always there whenever you want to dream. So, you know, that's an important aspect of each one of our lives, is to be able to enter that land of dreams. You need that. You really need that. Because life would be totally boring without it. You know? Nothing good would seem to happen without dreaming about it first. Because that's what makes you go for it. That's what makes you want it, you know? And it's pretty awesome. Okay, I'm going to start this off with the song that I thought I had uploaded Saturday, and it turned out I couldn't find it. Well, I loaded it into my computer, and that's as far as it got. But I do have it this week. I found it and I uploaded it to the show. So here is a song that John gave me last Friday for Saturday's show that didn't get played because I only did it halfway. Here it is. It's Elvis singing "Don't Cry, Daddy" and "In the Ghetto." And it's a funny version. So listen.
Okay. Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head and my pillow still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of throwing up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Fatty. Fatty, please don't cry, don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll put you on the bar. Daddy, daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, get up off your knees again. Oh, daddy, please don't cry. Why are children always first to feel the pain and curse the worst? It's stupid somehow, it don't seem right. Cause every time I cry, I know I beat my little children, so I wonder what it'd be the same tonight. What's the matter? Daddy, please don't cry, don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, daddy, please don't cry. Oh, daddy. As a ship flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Yeah, take a look at...
That's it. It just ends there. It's like, well, hey, why didn't they finish that? But that's okay. That's okay. He was probably getting tired from laughing. You know how that goes. Yeah.
Yes.
Your stomach just starts to hurt.
Doesn't it just?
Oh, and I love the feeling. It's great.
Thank
okay.
Right,
yes. I'm going to play Anne's request.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. You are very welcome. It's Jean Pitney. And the song is called I'm Gonna Be Strong.
I can see you're slipping away from me, and you're so afraid. I'll plead with you to stay, but I'm gonna be strong and let you go your way. Our love is gone, there's no sense in holding on.
Welcome. Good old Jean Pitney.
I know.
Oh, yes. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. I have one that John sent me that I think is one of everybody's favorites. I really do. Because when you hear it, if you've seen the movie, you always see the scene, the wedding scene at the end. And how can you not like that? You know, how can that not be a favorite? So here's one John sent me. It's Elvis doing the Hawaiian wedding song live in 1974.
But anyway, the most requested song in that movie was probably the Hawaiian wedding song. This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing. You're right. Oh, sweet the Lord, I will love you longer than forever. Promise me that you will leave me never. Here and now, dear, all my love I love you. Promise me that you we never. I will love you longer than forever. Now that we are clouds so high, blue skies of Hawaii's on this.
So romantic, so lovely.
Now, wouldn't that be fun to just do it, not to actually get married that way, because I'm not so sure that that's legal, but I am sure that you can pay to actually have that experience, even if it's not legal, marriage. But it would be cool to just do that for fun.
Wouldn't it?
Down there on that barge with the ladies around your neck, holding hands with whoever you're with, and they'd have to be able to sing.
Yes.
And they would have to know the song.
definitely.
But I think that would just be boss. I like that idea. That would be cool.
Mm.
That would be totally cool.
Not
should
romantic.
Be everyone's. Yeah, it should be a part of everyone's Hawaiian experience, don't you think?
Oh,
right along with
oh,
the beach
yes.
and the luau. And
oh, don't. I'm there in my mind anyway.
See? What was that poem on? The Land of Dreams, Anne.
Yes.
The Land of Dreams. You
I
can be in
true.
Hawaii. You can have that ceremony in Hawaii. You can always have a fire burning, and you can have a rug in front of it, and you can have that bowl of ripe strawberries and a bowl of whipped cream and maybe a fondue pot of melted chocolate and some ice cold champagne. And you go there. Yeah, you go there after you have that experience floating down on the barge.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of dreams.
Yeah.
It's possible in the land of dreams. Mm-hmm. And you always remember, some dreams do come true. So you want to dream. You want to be in that land of dreams, because if you don't dream it, how is it going to come true?
Yes.
Ta-da, imagine. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. I'll preach about anything.
Oh.
Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Yeah. I have a really awesome tribute song that John sent me after last Saturday's show was over.
Yeah.
And he had found this, and I don't know how he finds these things, but I am glad he does, because this is awesome. This is a tribute to Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
It was written and sung by Carl Wilson and Myrna Smith, and it is called This is Elvis.
There's no way I
Now that is pretty cool.
That's lovely.
I think that is very, very nice. It really is. Yeah, what can you say? You know, it's just nice and mellow and sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's sweet. I'm diabetic. I got to stay away from that song.
Yes. Do you no good, Jenny.
Oh, Lordy, yes. I've got... I think this was a request of Sue's from last week.
Yeah.
And it's an Elvis song, so I can play it. It's called They Remind Me Too Much of You.
Take away the sun of flowers, cover up the sky of blue, close my ears to tender love songs, they remind me too much of you. Hide young lovers, warm embraces, keep stars and moonlight from my view. Let me forget there are such places, they remind me too much of you. Must I evermore be haunted day after day, my whole life through, by the memory of each moment that I spent alone with you? If these lovely things don't hurt you, our love just wasn't meant to be. But please come back to me, my darling, if they remind you too much of me.
And you hear that last low bass note.
Yeah.
He was so good at that. He was so good at that. Okay. I've got one now that John sent me this morning.
Oh.
And it is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
You guys are going to laugh all the way through this. I did. I've listened to it three times, and I still laugh all the way through this. It's like, does that bring back memories? Well, not for me, but for some people it will. Josh McCray, Talking Army Blues.
Sitting with my guitar playing the blues, heard the postman coming, he was bringing bad news. Got a letter said, better get out of that civilian rut. There's a vacant bed awaiting in an army hut. I'm a man of few words, so I didn't say nothing much. I just feigned it. When I came to, I told mom and dad, but they didn't take it so very bad. Dad said, remember one thing, son, and you'll get by. Just keep your boots polished and your powder dry. least that's what my old commander used to say, and he got to be president or something like that. Then Ma got down to packing my stuff. She said, are you sure 3 pairs of long johns is going to be enough? I said I thought that ought to do, because I wasn't intending to wear them anyhow. Too darned itchy, half to scratch. Pretty good for polishing boots with, though. Then I went off to catch my train, and I said goodbye to Mum and Dad and Jane. Jane said she'd wait for me till hell froze. Sure must have been a cold winter. Got to the station without any harm. There was a fella there with a band on his arm, said MP on it. Didn't talk like no politician, though. He said, hey, you, country hick, you headed for Circle B or Oswaldwick? I said, man, I'm just looking for the army. Which way did it go? He said, oh, funny man. Well, we've got away with funny men in the army. He was right. Took a lorry to the camp, lined up and marched in, and the big fat fella with a double chin gave us some double talk about not stepping out of line or writing letters to your MP or stuff like that, which I thought was kind of mean of him. Then he was a mean feller. Called himself a RSM. Never did discover what a retired schoolmaster might be doing in the army. Then they took me away and they cut off my hair and they gave me a convict suit to wear with a pair of boots size 22 and stuck needles in me till I was black and blue and feeling miserable. Then they decided that I needed some exercise. So the sergeant took me and the rest of the boys and showed us one of life's greatest joys, marching. We went up and down and round till the blood in my head was beginning to pound and my legs was beginning to fray at the ends and I was thinking of shooting myself. Or the sergeant. Then I thought I might work my ticket, but working your ticket's a hard thing to do. You can talk to the doc till your face is blue, cause the MO don't care about hammer toes, falling sickness, or any of those. His idea is if you're in the army, it's such a healthy life. Cure you of almost anything, even life. He's another one, just like the sergeant. Mean. I guess they're just a pair of disillusioned idealists.
Oh my gosh. They're just a pair of disillusioned idealists.
Yeah. Oh my.
I didn't say much. I fainted.
Oh,
I love it. That was
right.
So good. Wasn't that fantastic? That was
it
done
was.
In 1960.
Wow.
1960. So at that point in time, it was Vietnam.
Yeah.
So, but people didn't just get sent to Vietnam. That was the war that
was
going
Vietnam.
On.
I thought it came a little bit later than that.
It started in 50s or 40s. It started a long time. It actually started with the French, and we got into it in the 50s, I believe. But anyway, yeah, I read all that on the wall when the wall was here. It went a whole lot longer than anybody really realizes. And it was nasty. But they didn't, at that point in time, they were sending these guys to Germany and to France.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were sending them all over the place, wherever they had an army base. And they had a lot of foreign army bases at that point in time. So I don't know if we had one in Japan at that time or not. But we probably did. I mean, you know, a little bit later, my friend was married to a Navy dude, and he was stationed in Japan for a couple years. So, yeah. You know, they didn't actually have to go to a war. They went through boot camp and then got sent who knows where.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
This guy was talking about boot camp. It's what happens in boot camp. And that was a tough one. Oh, man. But, yeah, the war that was going on at that time was Vietnam, and it started way back before anybody recognized that it was happening here. We didn't hear too much about it at that point in time, but it wasn't too long after 1960 we started hearing about it, because by the time we got to 68, it was into, I think, the third year or the fourth year of the draft, and everybody would sit in front of their radios during the day that the numbers were called, hoping that someone they loved wasn't called up. So, yeah, it was a weird decade, very weird decade. Okay. I think we need this one. We need this one. John sent this one to me this morning, too. I have to get to it. Ta-da! There it is. It's Elvis singing It Takes Two and Four of Without Love.
I awaken this morning, I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes and gold. As I look,
Papa, turn the piano down just a little bit.
Just go.
We're rolling.
I awaken this morning, I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes and gold. As I look at my life, it was barren and bare. Without love, I had nothing at all.
Conquered the world, I was watching. Did I
cool. I love the way he does that. My gosh. He just builds it up to this big, I mean, it's like he's using a megaphone, you know. His voice can get so big. But I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Really pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, and I guess we're all nothing without love when you really think about it. All need to have that feeling, that touch, that caring. You know, it's just a nature, way of nature. It's necessary. It's mandatory. It's
yes, the
way it is.
And your soul needs that feedback from another soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when you match. Your ideas roll, that they just keep going, and that's
right
how it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Right.
It makes your life have meaning.
Yeah.
When you love the person that loves you, and that's a very important thing to a human being. You know, you want that, you need that, in order for your psyche to be healthy, but.
Mm-hmm.
When you've had it and you've been squashed down enough times, you decide that it's not worth it, you know. And then just as you figure that out, along will come something that just fits. It just fits.
True, yeah.
So we can decide all we want to, that we're done, we're not going to do it again, it's not worth the heartache, it's not worth the tears, and God probably has other ideas for you.
Different things for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you can give up all you want to, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen that way.
That's right.
No. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. You know, it really is.
During that time, if you have love from your friends, and I don't care if it's even an animal, a dog, you know, like a animal. You know, as long as you have that feeling from someone or something, that's very important too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, even if it's a girlfriend or, you know, just a boyfriend, friend, you know, anyone that knows your life and, you know, you can vent to and talk with, it's very important you have those things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even if it's not a matter of touching or you know, the real love.
Someone that thinks the way you do, that you can talk to, that you can laugh with.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's what's important. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, I noticed this last week, and I was so excited. I still am excited. I am going to call her today after the show is over because the gal, we're the same age, and we have been friends since we were 7 years old and lived across the alley from each other.
Oh.
And she somehow got a Facebook page this last week. Mm. I think her sister is probably paying for the internet for her so that she's not so isolated, because she has about 5 things wrong with her that are killing her, you know, and she's dealing with it. She's trusting God. She's in a good mood most of the time. It's fantastic. And I love her to death, obviously, since we've been friends for 60 years.
Right.
And I was so excited that she was on Facebook, because now we have a way to be in touch with each other without having to hang on the phone.
Right.
Okay. That's great.
And it's totally awesome. I am just so excited. I will call her today, and it'll be the first time that I've spoken to her in about 3 years. So I love this, because we've been messaging back and forth just a little bit, not too much, but I'm excited. It was
That's
so wonderful
lovely, Jenny.
to see her back online, to see her interested in that again, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of dying, I think she's getting better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's
yeah,
just,
great.
Her not attitude really is just wonderful.
Well, maybe you can help her through it, too. Maybe you can help her through it.
Well,
that makes a difference.
I have been commissioned to sing Amazing Grace at her memorial service. So, but you know what? There's been a couple times we thought it was the end of the line, and she just keeps bouncing back. And she has been going like this. She's been going like this for, let's see, about 15 years. So, you know, and anybody that thinks they got it bad, I'm going to tell you, there is somebody that has worse.
That's right. That's what I always say. Yeah.
And this woman even thinks that way. She even thinks that way. And she's got COPD, fourth stage. She's got MS. She's got diabetes. She's got osteoporosis to the point that she cannot go to the grocery store and to go outside for doing anything. She has to have a motorized wheelchair because she can't turn those wheels without breaking a bone. And
wow.
And she's got lung cancer. She's got abdominal cancer. You know, this woman is just...
My word, how in the world is she living this long? I mean, someone's not going to touch her.
I don't know.
That's for sure. But
well, they found the cancer. Well, they found the cancer 3 or 4 years ago, but it's evidently a slow-moving cancer, and they can't operate for it. It's already inoperable.
Yeah. Ugh. Well,
so,
bless your heart. Bless your, pray for her, because that is not has to be a miserable life. That's not living. That is existing.
Exactly. And they were giving her all kinds of medications and stuff, try and help her breathe, to try and help the pain, to try and this and that and the other thing. And she just flat decided it put her down in bed on oxygen. And she said, I'm not going to live this way. So she quit taking those meds. She told her doctor, I'm not taking them anymore. That's it. You're filling me full of chemicals, and I feel horrible. I'm not doing this anymore. And you know, when she quit, she no longer needed the oxygen. She could get up off the bed and sit in the chair or walk around the house or do her dishes or things like that again. And it just goes to show that medication is not always the answer.
It's not always. No.
No, not at all. Not. But you know...
So,
you know, I know that I have and others have too. I recently got down in a state of somewhat depression, and I don't know, I just couldn't seem to lift myself up until one day I had a talk with God and myself and said, okay, this is enough of this. I'm not running a pity party. I'm not telling anyone about it. I did tell one person about it online. But I just said, hey, I've never been in this shape before. What's wrong with me? And I pulled myself through it. And, I'm glad I did. I feel a lot better. It's like I can't change what I'm worrying about. I can't do it anymore to myself. And I just took on too much, and I took on other people's problems is what I did.
Right.
And you can't do that. Because it pulls you down too. And I was overworking myself. I wasn't eating right. And I just had reached the peak of like, my God, I feel like giving up. But anyway, I pulled myself out of it. And I'm doing good.
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 Yeah, we always find a way if we want to. I mean, some people love to wallow in the pity. Some people take that depression to the point of ending their own life. But it doesn't have to be that way. Because there's always someone in your life that can help you, or pray to the Father, and He will either help you Himself or send someone to do so. And you don't have to stay down there, as you found out. You don't have to stay down there.
No, not at all. And you know, that's happened to me before when I lost my son and lost a husband. But, you know, that was a different scenario. And
But
it still is a matter of pulling yourself out of that hole and getting back up, because there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing.
Exactly. You can't obsess over something you can't change. That's the thing. If you can't change it, you can't affect it, you got to just leave it alone instead of letting it affect you. Yes,
so,
exactly.
You know, it's a time period you go through when you have a loss like that, but, you know, you do survive. There are other things in life to do, take your mind off things. But anyway, it does take time for those things, you know. Even when I lost my little dog, you know, and I had a dog that I lost too that just disappeared. I'd had it for 14 years, and she disappeared one day.
Oh.
And
it's like losing a child.
Jeez.
Well, it is. And, you know, it took me a long time to, every morning even, because it was habit, of getting up and opening the back glass sliding door to let her out and to put her food out. It took me a year to get over the process of doing that every day. It was a routine for so long.
Yes.
It took me a while to even stop doing that. That was crazy. But I did it.
Well, I know what you're saying because, and it's not just a dog disappearing or running away. When my Sheltie died, I had that very same feeling, and he was almost 18 years old, so it was time. But it's like losing a child. It's like losing a child. All of a sudden, you don't have that dog food bowl to have to fill. There's no, well, the water bowl's still there because you got a cat. Okay, well, that's all right then. But that's a different thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
well,
anybody
you know,
tells you cats
removed,
are independent, cats are not independent.
I should have removed her things prior a long time before I did, but I just couldn't seem to let them go. And finally, my daughter was over here one day, and she said, "Mom, why do you still have Star's food bowls here? You know, you cleaned them up and put them back down there, and they're still on the mat, and her little toy."
You know why?
I said,
"I know why.
I can't let it go just yet." And she said, "Well, you're letting it go today because I'm packing them up and I'm putting them in the storage building."
Yeah, but that doesn't mean your mind let it go. And you know why
no,
you left them there? You know why? Because you were hoping she'd show back up at that front door one day again and come back.
Well,
that's what
I
you were hoping for.
After 3 or 4 months, I had to let it go. And I'm glad Tammy, my daughter, did that for me because it finally, at least I quit getting up in the morning wanting to feed a dog.
Yeah. But
when
you look at it honestly and you look to your heart, do you ever really let it go? You don't.
No.
I can
well,
sit here.
No, you have those thoughts still, but still.
Yeah.
You know, you can
I
only
still,
dwell
if
on
I sit here. But if I don't dwell on him, but I sit here and I think about him with that smile on his face and jumping up and down and bringing me a stick that he wants to chase or running out on a walk and chasing off through the woods after a squirrel or just lying at my feet.
Oh, yeah, and I have
always lying at my feet. I will cry.
She was like a little puffball. And just watching her run through the yard and get her ball and other little toys.
Exactly.
And stuff.
How
I remember
how
those
long
things.
Has it been? How long has it been since she disappeared?
3 years.
Okay. You got a ways to go, honey. Easy died. Let's see. 8, 2 Easy died 15 years ago. And I still cry.
Yeah, I do. We have got a closure though, haven't we?
When they
pass,
and that does,
but when they go
that
missing,
does help.
You wonder.
That does help.
Yeah.
But you know, I still, if I'm taking Apache out and I call him, I still every once in a while call him Easy.
Yeah.
It's still,
I've done that. Yeah.
And that's like, oops. Nope, don't do that because he doesn't answer. You know, when you call him Easy, he don't answer. He don't care. So your heart never really lets them go.
No.
Not truly.
No.
Not completely. Even though you know they're not coming back, they can't come back because they've passed. They never truly are gone from your heart.
No. No, they're looking in there.
No.
Just like
so, my heart's getting kind of full of presents. I've got,
well,
I've got two, three,
one,
four.
I'm not quite ready for that just yet. I'm just...
I've lost four cats and four dogs, and now I've got another cat and dog. And, oh, my gosh.
I always say I'm not going there again, but I do.
But you know what? I said that, and that didn't last because I started seeing those commercials on TV, those big old sad eyes and the dirty dog stuck in this horrible cage. And I went up, I went right up there and says, okay, what you got? And they brought, and they says, well, what do you want to see? I says, I want to see the one dog you've got that has almost no chance of ever being adopted. For whatever reason it might be. And and they brought Apache out. And he was so timid. He was shaking so bad I thought his skin was going to fall off. It was awful.
No.
He was afraid of the whole world.
Yeah.
It took 3 months.
Yeah, was too, when I first got her. She was
well,
too,
when
she
I,
had been.
Yeah.
She
well,
had
he had been
with
dropped
a breeder.
Off. Well, he had and, dropped off with 20 puppies in the middle of the desert and left.
Oh my
so,
word!
So of course he was afraid of everything. You know everything he was afraid
that.
Of.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was so horrible. You know,
terrible.
Every time I would come close to him, he would pancake.
Oh, bless him.
Stomach flat on the ground. And it took 3 months for him to actually roll over on his back and let me rub his belly. But do you know how good that felt that first time he did that? That was wonderful. And now he does it every time I even touch him. He rolls over on his back. I'm like, okay. Well, that's okay because he trusts me.
That's it. Yeah.
And I'm glad. I'm glad.
You know,
I'm the only one who trusts.
You know, earlier we were talking about people that need people and touch and feel and all. And, you know, he's monkey chatter. Needed a mate, or he would have lived a lot longer, I believe.
Well,
did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just rolling that around. With some people, that's very, very true. That's very, very true.
But animals need that as well. He was so used to being around people that when they put him in that cage by himself, he mourned himself to death.
That's distinctly possible,
Yeah, I can see
that's
what you're saying,
possible.
Yeah.
But he was, with Apache, it was a case of being afraid of everything in the world.
Yeah.
You know? And now we've got a back road to the trailer park that I used to take him for a walk and go around a circle because everything's connected here at the trailer park. Well, on that back side of the trailer park there, down on the far corner, there were some wild pigs there one night. A javelina were there. There's about half a dozen of them or so. And he could smell those things for about 2 weeks. I couldn't drag him down that road. And, you know, even now, he'll only go to the first corner and just around the corner. He will not walk down that road because he remembers the javelinas being there. And he is deathly afraid of them. So even now, it affects him, even now. So he's not afraid of snakes anymore, though. We saw this little baby a little baby king snake. I mean, couldn't have been more than like 6 inches long. And it was out there just lying at the end of the driveway, hiding in the gravel. You couldn't really see it too much. Well, he saw it. He smelled it. I don't know what. But he went up there, and he touches his nose to the tail, and it starts wiggling away, and he wants to follow it. So he's not afraid of snakes. Here in the desert, that's not a good thing. So we'll have to do some. I haven't seen any. That's the only snake I've seen in the 10 years I've lived here. That's it.
Oh,
everybody
your
else.
Like have a dance?
Thank Lord for that.
Your new,
not yet,
your
but
new
it's going. It's going to be one of the
okay.
first things I put in. Is I'm going to fence in that backyard.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to put. I'm going to line it with chicken wire, pegged
mm-hmm.
down with hemp pegs, so that it can't be knocked around and crawled under.
Yeah.
And keep as many critters out of that backyard as I can, because I want it to be a safe place for him to just go out and run.
Mm. Yeah.
But I looked it up, and alligators have found that far north, so I got to fence them out. I got to fence them out. I got to fence the big snakes out. Don't walk in murky water. Stay away from rushes and bushes at water's edge and well, bushes,
yeah.
period, you know, and just, I've got to teach him. I've got to teach him.
Mm.
So
yeah.
we'll do that. We'll do that.
Mm.
Let's get back to music, girls.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. I've got a song John sent me this morning by Jerry and the Pacemakers. You guys
good
remember them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Jerry, yeah, they were pretty popular back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of their most popular songs that I remember. It's called Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. Tonight's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, sweet. I always liked that. And it's like, well, okay, but if you feel like crying, you don't really care if the sun's shining or not. So
doesn't matter the weather.
Yeah, it's just never mind what the weather is. If you want to cry,
no.
you cry. That's just funny. I never cared. If I felt like crying, I'd just cry. You know.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was always because somebody had hurt my feelings, mostly. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I grew a thicker skin, put it that way. Very, very much better.
Well, you know,
but it's
I'm
not
just,
impervious.
I'm just not a crier, I guess. It doesn't happen to me very often.
No, I am.
can't say that because if things hurt and prick, I cry. If I watch a sad movie, I cry.
Even happy films, I cry.
Terrible. I've only been able to watch Old Yeller once. I couldn't handle that. The dog died at the end. And the yearling, oh, my gosh. I cried when I read the book.
The yearling,
I cried when I watched the movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I watched
a good
movie the other night that was called Forever Young with Mel Gibson. It's a good movie.
Yes. I remember that. Yeah, you cried at that one too, huh?
No, I didn't cry. I was real happy for them in the end that they had found each other. And it was very touching to me, yes.
But, yeah, it's the sad parts. I mean, there are sad parts in that movie, and I cried. I remember that. But, oh, well, you know, you just, sad movie. Yep. Gets me every time. But that's okay. Then you can put those emotions out and maybe handle real life a little bit better. Okay. I am going to play Susan's request since she has sent a message that she can't be here today, but I'm playing her song anyway. She will listen to it either tonight or tomorrow. So her request is Elvis singing That Someone You'll Never Forget.
Oh, nice one, Susan.
That now whenever anybody hears that song or requests that song, they put it on there as a tribute to Gladys. I have wondered if he really did that song as a tribute to Gladys, or if it has just become that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, hang on just a second, guys. I'll be right back. Okay. I had tremendous scratch in my throat that I was not going to get away from, and I didn't want to cough on my mic.
Okay.
That would have taken your ears out, you know?
Oh yes.
So, okay. I've got one here that John sent me that's by Sam Cook.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember good old Sam, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, he did the rock and roll, he did blues, he did gospel. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude could do just about anything. And this is one of his rock songs. It's called What a Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
Yes, I got a message that that song was written for Gladys. So I think that is so fantastic.
Mm.
You know,
beautiful.
It's great. Yeah. Yes. Mm. And to know that it was actually written for her and we just didn't take it and apply it that way.
Yeah.
That's what right. I think is special. That's what I think is special.
Yes. Lovely, we know now.
Yes, and now we know for sure. And I think it's wonderful. I really do think it's wonderful. Okay, John sent me another one, and I love this song. I do. This is a rehearsal clip of She Wears My Ring.
Damn, cut it, fella. These zombies are gone.
Cast six. All quiet.
She wears... You're ready. You're knocking over stools and everything.
Don't get seven. Also.
It's hard to do in cold, I'll tell you. Ain't everything. Oh, Lord. Charlie? But to get your hands on out of now, cool.
She She sounds funny as hell. She goddamn. Just want to get my earphone. Here, just one earphone. She she what now? She I can't hit the son of a bitch. Oh Lord. She where is it, JD? What do you do when you freeze up your ass like this, man? What? She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine. Eternity with loving care I place it on her face. No, I'm sorry.
I love that. I love that. If you ever want to hear him laugh, play this, because he can't not laugh. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Exactly. Okay, I'm going to play Victoria's request. And she went back to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled Cyndi Lauper out of the hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Really. Pink hair and everything.
Yeah.
And this is Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Come home in the morning like my mother said, when you come and live your life.
There we go. Cyndi Lauper. Been a long time since I've heard anything from her. Yeah. I mean, you see the psoriasis commercial on TV, but I haven't listened to her for a long time.
No, I haven't done anything of her.
I think I can deal with that.
Yeah. We've got over that.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you know,
yeah, we can live
she's
with
one
it.
Of those that, she's one of those that, yes, I can acknowledge she's good.
Yeah.
But if I don't hear her, it doesn't bother me.
Bother, no. I know what you mean.
It's okay. It's okay. All right, and that's not the way to get to be the most popular singer, but oh well. Okay. Mm. Here's another one that John sent me today, and this is, yeah, I'm really glad that Elvis decided to do this one. This mm-hmm. is a live performance for the final time live
mm-hmm.
in Asheville, North Carolina. You just, yeah. And I wrote it down, but I wrote it so messy I can't read it.
No.
Oh, there we are. July 24th. Yeah, tell me about it. And then I expect somebody else to read my writing? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, this is July 24th, 1975 in Asheville, North Carolina. The last time he did this live. It's Something in the Way She Moves. But don't turn me on. Calico was up here talking, so I talked to her for a second. Yeah, actually, Calico was up. Yeah, she was up here begging. Is actually what was happening, but you know,
she was after something. Bless her.
Oh, you know what she's after? She's after some treats, some temptation treats.
Ah.
Yes. And it's
Crossy
like.
Girl.
Well, she figures she should get some anytime she wants.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen. If she goes out on the porch for a while, then I'll give her three or four treats when she comes in. But yeah, she wants them when she wants, when Apache comes out and comes back in and gets his treat, she wants them too. When I leave the room and come back in the room, then she wants treats. When she when she's been sleeping under the bed in the bedroom and then she comes out, then she wants treats.
She's awful.
No, it's like, honey, you're fat enough already. Sorry. She's a hefty thing. For being so undersized, at 2 years old, she was very undersized when I got her because Betty, I got her from, never fed her. She just put her outside in the morning and let her fend for herself and then brought her in at night. You know, that was it. So when she moved, she couldn't take her cats with her. So I already had a cat. I already had Cece, but I says, I'll take her. I'll take the little calico cat that spends all her time under the drippy faucet in the yard. So I took her, and she's been getting fat ever since.
She's content now. She knows she's well loved.
She actually gets fed. I mean, you know,
food,
real cat food, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, and treats too. I give her a little bit of milk here and there, a little piece of meat here and there. Mm-hmm. If I make up some tuna fish, I give her the juice off the tuna fish. She loves that. That doesn't happen very often. That doesn't happen. You can only eat so much fish, so it doesn't happen very often. But anyway, yeah, she's a fatso. So every once in a while, she comes in here and starts just meowing her head off.
Yeah, mamma mia.
I take a minute to talk to her, and she likes to talk, so that's okay. I have another one by Chris Farlow from 1966, and this is, he did the original version, and it's one of John's favorites. This is Handbags and Glad Rags.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road trying to make the other side? Ever seen a young girl growing old trying to make herself a bride? Becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had to sweat so you could buy. Baby, bye-bye. Once I was a young man and I thought and you bought everything in style. But once you think you're in, you're out, 'cause you don't mean a thing without the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad had to sweat. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I like that song. I did not hear this version until John sent it to me this morning, but the one I learned this song from was done by a band called Chase, and they put the horns and everything in it, and I think I'll play that on Saturday just so you guys can see what different things can be done with a song. It doesn't always have to be done straightforward like it was written. You know, there is always room for interpretation. And you've heard Chris Farlow do it, and he did it originally in 1966. And then I think on Saturday I'll play Chase's version, and they did it in the 70s.
Yeah.
So
compare the two.
Exactly. And then, you know, I'm not going to tell you which one to like better. You can make up your own mind, but I just want you to hear both of them.
Lovely.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to play that one. It's an Elvis song, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that goes without saying just about. But anyway, you guys know this song. Everybody knows this song, but I love it, and I'm playing it anyway. It's called Treat Me Nice.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, we're ready.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by, please. What's this new label of yours?
Laurel Records.
Laurel, number 101, take one.
When I walk through the door, baby, be polite. Gonna make me sore if you don't treat me right. Don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice.
Treat me nice.
I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice,
treat me nice.
Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my head. You know I'd be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice.
Treat me nice.
Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair.
You would know I'd be your slave if you ask me to.
But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice.
Treat me nice. Treat me nice. Treat me nice.
Treat me nice.
If you really want my love, it's treat me nice.
Yeah. I had to. It was just right there at the back of my throat waiting, you know. I had to let it out.
It.
I had to let it out of the cage.
Yeah.
I do like that. Oh, yes. Okay. I was just sitting here thinking, and I was reading the chat, and was reminded by John that Rod Stewart had a number one hit with Handbags and Glad Rags. So you guys may hear two different versions of that song on Saturday. I did not learn it from Rod Stewart's version. I learned it from Chase off of their album. So, but I do remember hearing it. Just, I didn't hear it very often, but it was a number one hit. So I'm going to play both of those on Saturday. And you guys can remember Chris's version because it's the mellow one, the more straightforward one. And then I'll guarantee you that's not what you're going to hear on Saturday. But
okay.
You know, all three of them are going to be different.
Mm.
All three of them are different versions. So I think it's going to be fun. I love doing stuff like that. I love doing stuff like that. So, okay. Where did you go? There it is. There it is. Okay. I'm going to play one now by Emile Ford and the Checkmates. And I like this song. This is like, hey, you know, it just points out that you got to give it a shot. Don't let her put you off. Don't let her look at you and scare you to death or give you a heart attack. You got to put yourself forth and make it happen. So here's Emile Ford giving that advice, and it's called You'll Never Know What You're Missing Till You Try.
Have you ever wanted to steal a kiss? Have you ever wanted to try? But you let her get you scared to death. You got so mad you could cry. Well, I'm sorry for you, but I really don't know why. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try. Wanted to hold her tight, but you just couldn't get up the nerve. Well, you waited till she had to go. You got just what you deserve. Did she smile at you and you never did know why? 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. No, you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. No, no, you never know what you're missing. That's no lie, that's no lie. So you better listen to what I say. If you want her to kiss you tonight, go ahead and hold her close to you. Squeeze her with all your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. Well, you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. No, you never know what you're missing. That's no lie, that's no lie. So you better listen to what I say. If you want to hurt a kid tonight, go ahead and hold her close to you. Squeeze her with all your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. No, no, you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try.
See, you got to try, because you'll never know if you don't try. There you go.
That's
good advice. You might get your face slapped, but hey, you know, at least you gave it a try, right?
Where in the hell did you get that stuff?
Well, you know, the strange things that fly through my mind, that was another one.
Oh, my.
You have to admit, you know, talking to me and listening to my shows is an experience. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's an experience, yes. Okay. Okay. I'm going to play Brandon's request. He doesn't request too much anymore, so I like to make sure I get to his stuff when he does, as long as it doesn't drive me up the wall and over the top. But he's getting pretty good. He's getting pretty good. Most of the songs are just fine. Once in a while I have to say, can you replace this one, please? Because I will go nuts if I have to play it. But most of the time, he's cool. So that is awesome. And this is one that he sent all on his own by Conway Twitty.
Oh.
So we got some country rolling here, kids.
Ooh.
This is Touch the Hand.
Today I heard my woman say something I never heard her say before. She just told me she was gonna leave me and that she didn't love me anymore. But I know that the love and kindness and the understanding that she had when I first met her is still there, somewhere. So I'm gonna get down on my knees and I'm gonna say to my baby, touch the hand of the man that made you a woman, then tell me you don't love me anymore. I was the first man to ever hold you in a special kind of way. Those unfamiliar feelings that caused you to tremble, I know you remember today. Before you decide you're gonna leave me and do things you've never done before, touch the hand of a man that made you a woman, then tell me you don't love me anymore. The two lips that once held sweet surprises surprised me and said goodbye today. And those two loving arms that used to reach for me just reached out and pushed me away. I know you believe you don't love me. Before you walk out that door, touch the hand of the man that made you a woman.
Right. He does a good job on those kinds of songs, the heartbreak songs. But think back, ladies, to that guy that made you a woman. Would you want to touch his hand or anything else right now? No. I don't even want to see his face. I don't want to hear his name. I don't want to know where he is or what he's doing. I just no. Just no. I want a new experience. Oh, Lordy. I told you strange things come out of my mind, guys. You should know that by now. Okay. Now that we all know that. I am going to play Sue's request for today. The last one I played was from last week. Now I'm going to play a request for today. It's Sam Smith. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, a new disease in my town called idiotic. Every pretty lady in my city got it point blank periodically. Empty seats down in Cipriani's like Beyonce. They getting by or they getting body. Soul stash affairs, a whole lot of tears. Rolling down her cheeks, crying till she sound asleep. Sleep, preach, preach, pray that today is not a lonely one. You gotta know you're not the only one.
You and me, we made a vow. And her own voice, I can't believe you let me down. But the proof's in the way it hurts. For months on end I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been so unfaithful. Now sadly I know why. Your heart is unobtainable.
Might have had a couple women at the same time. Watch your hand through the pressure. Jack Dan used for breakfast. A cap of Valium mixed with antidepressants. My mama said that we need love. Till I found out life's a bitch with no prenup. You're on your own. Divorce is a courtless. Decisions and choices. The poor short of fortress. Ignore it or forfeit.
You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't.
There you go. And there at the end, you want to just wait for that last bass note to fade away.
You didn't have an ending. It's your turn.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. There we go. I only need a little bit of egg and on, you know, just a little bit, and away I go. Well, hey, guys, guess what time it is?
Almost time already?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Wow.
It went really fast today, yeah.
I came in like 30 minutes, and I apologize for that, but I got wrapped up in some paperwork and phone calls and could not get away, but I made it. And,
you made it.
Thank you for
you
a
made
great
it
show.
For the fun
I enjoyed
of the
songs.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
You missed my poem, but that's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to go back
and
listen.
Wasn't, well, it wasn't probably real top quality. It's just something was rattling around in my brain. So anyway, it's there for whatever. Don't worry about it. But you know what? I am so glad you did make it and that you've been here. And we had fun. We had fun today. That was really good. We had some good discussion, and it was great. I had a great time. And Ann has been here for the whole show, and we talked about pets and dogs.
Oh, yeah, Ann, you know what you should do? I think you should, since you love dogs so much, you should get you another puppy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And let your dog have raise it. You know, she would raise it for you partly. Don't get a real, real tiny one that's just too much to take care of, but one that's a few months old that partly housebroken, and your other dog could train her to go out.
Yeah, that's true.
And that would
and
be
you
good,
would have a
too, because
yeah.
She would, it might give her a new lease to fight for longer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that might be a good idea. Think about it, honey. Just think about it. Don't say yes. Don't say no right now. Just think about it because it's an idea. It's an idea. So anyway, I have had Carolyn here for the whole show. I have had Victoria here. Kind of skinned out for a couple minutes but came back, so that's fine. Had something to do and not a problem at all. I'm so glad you guys were here listening because that, you know, you were here with us. And that's cool. That's awesome. And everybody in the chat, boy, that was a wild one today, wasn't it? What else can you say, right? Hey, and we got some information. So,
we did. Yes.
Yeah.
Information? Oh, on the songs, you mean?
Yeah, about, well, yes. and about the fact that Someone You'll Never Forget was intentionally written for Gladys. You know, you learned something. So, excellent. And I love that. I love that. See, even music can be instructional. You just have to be open.
That's right. That's so true. And hey, by the way, that is a size 6.
That what, honey? I missed that.
My ring size.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, mine's a 7, Victoria's a 9, I mean, you know, he could go broke.
I'll just wait.
He needs to be choosy, he needs to be choosy, yeah, pick and choose.
Yeah, he's got
and that means, you know what that means? He needs
what?
To pick and choose, that means nobody gets one.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. God might have other ideas for you, honey. You just just keep an open mind. Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of an open mind, I've got 2 minutes is all. And I'm just so glad you guys joined me. I really am. And I am so thankful for everybody in the chat because, like I said, that was a wild one today. It was great. And everybody out there in the groups that clicked on the link to listen with us, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah,
and tell all your friends. Yeah, tell everybody. Tell everybody how great it is. And they can come, and they can have fun, and they can listen to Elvis music, and they can listen to other music, and have a great time, you know? So let everybody know. There you go. And I'm going to be back on Saturday with another great music show with Elvis and rock and roll. So you got to come join me on Saturday.
Right.
And we're going to have... handbags and glad rags comparison time. So
oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am looking forward to that. So I will see you on Saturday, and don't forget Friday night, Sean is going to have an Elvis Facts show. So come on and join. You'll learn something. You'll have a good time. We always laugh. So You got to come and enjoy that. So, hey, guys, I'm going to play All That I Am by Elvis, and I will see you Saturday, and I will see you Friday on Shauna's show. All right?
Okay.
So, good night. Enjoyed
it.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
We'll see you soon.
Good night.
Good night.
All that I am or ever hope to be lies in your hands. You are my destiny. When you are in my arms, I rule the world. And when we're far apart, how cruel the world. All that I want,
all that I want
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
to spend my life
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am, because of you. All that I want,
all that I want
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
to spend my life
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true, all that I